Saturday morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Welcome to Court Radio. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., where we tackle the legal issues of the day and those that are important to you, simply give us a call at 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly. Welcome to the show, folks, and I have my usual suspects in the courtroom today. We have...
We're suspects this morning, huh?
That's who we are today, Dean.
Before we were the jury.
We were the jury.
You know, now we're the suspects.
I'm changing my name to Kaiser Sosa.
We have Manny Manuel Glenn.
Present.
Sarah O.
Present.
And Eric Tactics Jackson.
In the building, but not 21.
Okay, that went over my head.
No, the school.
The school.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
get it.
In
right.
The building, but one of the schools is called Building 21.
Good one, Jack.
Right.
I have headphone issues today. Yeah, they're good. Just don't move your hand. Just hold the button there and you'll be fine.
Hold that head steady.
Hold it steady.
Steady. As she goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have legal problems, if you've got something that you really would like to go in and talk to somebody about, well, now's your chance to do it, and do it for free.
Mm.
Yeah. Manuel likes the, you got the finger point, free.
Yes. Emphasis.
215-227-2727. We've got a lot to talk about today. Did anybody see the Inquirer this morning? There are now security robots at Lowe's stores.
Stop.
Yes. Little egg-shaped robots that hover around on the exterior of the store and can image you with sonar, LIDAR, radar, I don't know, some DAR.
Okay.
Yeah, and can detect things under your clothes
that don't
belong there.
No, this ain't going to work. I can see the photos on social media now, the lawsuits, the conspiracy. I got cancer from a robot at Lowe's. Sales are... No, I'm not feeling it, dude.
We're not going to get away with getting that grill under your shirt. Okay?
Nah, you can't get that lawn tool out now.
We can't steal the hose.
That gallon of paint tactic. We ain't going to get it. We ain't going to get it through.
What do you feel about that? Seriously, what do you feel about it? I mean,
I think
If you've been like, let's say you've been a problem for the store, you've rocked the boat, so to speak, and they said, hey, you're forbidden from coming back to the store. It will detect people who have been
alert.
danger Will Robinson.
Stop.
Danger.
Really?
You will be identified and tossed.
See, I'm sorry. I'm a fan of AI. Yeah. I am. I talk. All right. And I know if the day ever comes where we're going to be batteries, I'd rather be a pet than a battery. I think that there are times when just because we can do something, we shouldn't. I think we're starting to go over the top with this type of thing, because it won't stop there. There are going to be mistakes made. There are going to be glitches. People are going to be mistakenly accused of stuff they haven't done. There will be lawsuits, which, of course, will help you and benefit you. So how do you feel? But that's how I... Whenever you start anything new, you got to work the bugs out first. And then those bugs are going to be costly.
Like, well, how's it going to distinguish a pregnant woman from somebody who has something under their shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's what I'm here for, guys.
No, it's probably possible. They can probably detect like human tissue versus some.
Oh,
you
it's
know,
probably.
You said probably.
Ka-ching. Keep going.
And they could build into its database also prejudices and biases.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought about.
It'll be just like the police. Black guy, stop him.
Well, maybe. It could be.
There you go.
I mean, the machines are what, you know, what we are, I guess, to some extent. You know, our own prejudices and biases could be. But in any event, I'm just bringing it up. I don't want to devote the show to it, but it is happening. All right. South Philly Lowe's. Yeah.
That's the one?
That's one of the four Lowe's stores.
Oh, I got to go check this out.
Yeah.
I will. I'm down there.
Get his video.
I will. I'm going to try to take some toothpaste or a battery or something.
No, don't take anything. No.
Just scope it out. Just test the system.
Yeah.
Dina, you got my back. Dina, you have my back, though.
Well, yeah.
It's a test. It's an experiment.
I see you bent over a car with your cheek in the
with
fender.
Your card in my hand.
Assuming the position.
Yeah.
All right, let me just say this. On that vein quickly.
Yes.
Car manufacturers now want to put in a device that if you owe money, if you're in arrears, it will beep and they'll come tow your car right away.
Yeah. It will beep. You're late on your payment. Beep, beep.
And they're coming to get you.
Well, or you go to turn it on, it won't turn on.
Something.
You know, and it says, vehicle locked until you make a payment.
All right, well, so the repo man comes and snatches your car up, but we find that it was just a glitch between the information from your bank going to your
technically, the repo man doesn't have to come anymore. They've eliminated that job because if your car can't start, it's not going anywhere.
That's true.
Right.
Just come over with a tow truck.
I mean, that's what the whole AI thing is about. It's just about, you know, minimizing some of this.
We're going to go too far with this.
This detail.
Well, on the other hand, I was late on every payment I ever made to anybody just because I was busy. You know, I was just busy.
Like, I understand.
You know, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
And then the greatest thing in the world was automatic payments. I just, you know, as long as there was, you know, cash in the bank, the payment was going to get made. It wasn't ever an issue that I didn't have. Well, I won't say never. It was primarily not an issue I didn't have the money. It was I got busy. And now that's taking care of that problem. And I'm, you know, timely paid on every bill. So, you know, there are bad things about advances, about AI and automatic things that happen. But the car payment issue, listen, I can see where you have an expectation when you come out of a store that you're going to get into your car, but if the moment can happen anytime of day, anywhere, and you're stuck somewhere and you're in danger because you don't have your car, I don't see that as being a good thing, and I think that, you know, possibly that could result in some maybe secondary liability to the folks who are implementing that. Let's put it that way.
What happened? We were leaving the cemetery from the funeral procession, and suddenly the car wouldn't start.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah, maybe we can sue for mental anguish.
Because that's what it turns into.
Yeah.
Because, you know, definitely, you know, you're like, oh, my God. You're amped up and...
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Speaking of anguish, Dean, hair relaxer suit taking place?
Yeah, I don't know. If you're listening for the first time in a few weeks, you should know, folks, that my firm and myself are actively involved in the litigation involving hair relaxers. L'Oreal, Clairol, Revlon, all of these companies that manufactured hair relaxer chemicals and marketed them to the community have responsibility because it has been determined that hair relaxer used just a handful of times a year over at least a 5-year period will cause an increase, double the risk of cancer for uterine cancer, endometrial cancer, cervical cancers. Cancers that are related to your hormonal system. So when the hormones are out of whack, it opens you up to being more susceptible to these cancers. And that's kind of the method it works. And the manufacturers knew or should have known that these products were a danger, and they didn't warn anybody. In fact, they continue to market and market strenuously in the African-American community and all the way down to young girls. And so it's not unusual for us to hear from our clients that they were on it from the time that they were 8 or 9 or 10 years old for decades, and have had fibroids. That's the other thing, is that in addition to cancer, it's shown to cause fibroid tumors, and those fibroid tumors are leading to hysterectomies. And so and you may have suffered with it your whole life and never understood why, and here it is. It's been determined to be related to and directly caused by the use of hair relaxers.
The largest lawsuit ever to affect the black community.
In 1 month that we've been notifying the public about this connection, in 1 month, we have over 75 signed clients by the firm. And their cases are being investigated now. And listen, a lot of times we talk about statutes of limitation, and you might have had this problem for decades, and you think, well, I didn't do anything, and Dean talks about a 2-year statute of limitation, so I guess I can't do anything.
Wrong.
That's correct. That's correct. You are absolutely eligible to bring this claim, even if you had a hysterectomy 20 years ago, even if you suffered with cancer 15 or 20 or 25 years ago.
It don't matter.
Because there is an exception to the general rule, and the statute is frozen in time if you had no reason to know that the product you were using is connected to the disease you had. And now that we are advertising, and you do know that now the statute begins to run, and you have only 2 years from now. And so it is important that you get in early and pursue your claim so that we can begin an exhaustive investigation. It's going to take time. This does not happen overnight. So I urge you, if you're listening and you have suffered with any of these cancers or the fibroids leading to hysterectomy, call us today, 215-227-2727. It's absolutely in your best interest. And no matter what happens, there will be no fees charged to any client unless we make a recovery for you. And this is a recovery. This is not like, you know, give me, a coupon for, a haircut or
this
something.
This is huge. Yeah.
The damages will be based upon the injuries you sustained. The more significant the injury, the more significant the damages you've
incurred. Look, the phone's lighting up. See?
215-227-2727.
Your billboard is the most distinctive billboard I've ever seen on the expressway heading down to South Philadelphia. It stands out because all of you guys got it, but yours says, whoa. It makes you go, whoa, I didn't think about that. I'm telling you, folks, ladies, I've been a black man all my life. I've been married. I've been divorced. I've dated black women all my life. This has always been an issue with you. I was a hairstylist. Dean. Hairstylist background. We know that of which we speak. This will be, and is shaping up to be, the largest lawsuit ever to affect and benefit the black community. You better call. Call.
You know, I did. You're right. I grew up in a beauty shop.
Yes.
Both mom and dad were beauticians, and I can smell those chemicals. I can smell them right now.
They
right
never
here.
Leave. Don't do
yeah.
it. No.
Yeah. All right. In any event, that's what's going on in hair relaxers at My Philly Lawyer this week. We were a little behind the eight ball when we started because we weren't prepared for the volume of folks who this affected.
Mm-hmm.
We are all caught up, and you will hear from somebody the same day, if not the same hour that you called. And we'll get back to you. We will get the information we need. We will send DocuSign forms to you on your phone. You'll be able to be signed up right from the comfort of your own home. And
can't make it any easier. It's yeah. AI. Look at that. There you go.
Well, yeah.
Can't make it any easier than that.
That was a pandemic. It forced us. A pandemic forced us. All right. We have some news
Topical
with regard
news?
To this Philadelphia school district. Three schools in Philadelphia are now closed due to asbestos. Simon Gratz High School, Mastery Charter, Gratz Prep Middle School, and a building and Building 21 on West Oak Lane, all closed due to asbestos. And Superintendent Dr. Tony Watlington said Tuesday that officials with the School District of Philadelphia knew about asbestos dangers inside West Oak Lane's Building 21 for about 2 years. We're not sure how large of an area or how many square feet this involves. We don't know for sure how we can tell you that the lack of knowledge on our part is due to the historic underfunding of schools and the repairing of schools in the district. You know, when I went to school, I was a Philadelphia school prodigy. That's just a joke because I was far from a prodigy.
Remedial was?
About
the sweat hogs, right?
Yeah.
Not that bad.
I was the bottom quintuplet of the school graduating class. I bloomed, but it took all the way to law school to bloom.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it happens, see?
It does.
Give up on
I was a late bloomer. In any event, I went to school in Philadelphia, and all the schools I went to were built in the 50s or earlier. And they were old when I was going to school, you know, and they're really old now. And they're falling apart. And if you know anything about asbestos, as it ages, it becomes more and more volatile because it breaks up and enters the atmosphere as it dries out. And a lot of times there are pipes wrapped with asbestos.
You remember hearing about a lot of lawsuits about this?
There are certain lawyers who graduated law school, got into the asbestos game, and never left. And they're retired now by, decades. Wow. So this has been going on for a long, long time.
It would explain a lot like you said, when we went to school, those buildings were. I can still see the fallout shelter signs that we used to see going down in the basement. Remember those?
Yeah.
They were old then, so... My God, think of the repercussions of what folks have been dealing with all these years. Some of the maybe the illnesses that they didn't know. Well,
the two illnesses that come from asbestos is lung cancer and mesothelioma.
I've been seeing those commercials forever.
Yeah. And so if you suffer with those diseases and you weren't sure what the connection is, perhaps now you are more certain about it. If you grew up in the Philadelphia school district.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Yeah.
Teacher's lounge.
Yeah.
The fire tower.
Yeah.
Did all of that.
Yeah. Me as well. When I was there, because, it was important to often have breaks from school, which required you to go with your friends to McDonald's or the Hot Shops and have a Hot Shops. That brings you back a minute.
Wow, dude.
Did you ever go to the Hot Shops?
I heard of it. Oh, my God.
I feel older than you now.
You're not, but still. You're taking me back, man. I remember the crossing guards with just the white belts and not the orange, the red, and the other colorful belts.
What was the kids called? There were crossing guards, but there were the safety patrol.
I was a safety. I was a safety. That was a big deal.
Absolutely. I was packing. I was strapped. Well, you had that strap, you know.
You had the belt. That was a big deal, man.
Yeah.
Shucks. I love being a safety.
I could picture you as a safety.
I was a safety. Oh, and then we all got to yell, off, dude, at the same time. It was a big deal, man.
Lord. We're dating
ourselves. I reminisce.
Ourselves. Yeah. 215-227-2727. Let's talk to Leonard from North Philly. Line 5, Eric. Hi, Leonard. Welcome to the show.
How you do?
We're well, thanks. What's going on?
I'm nothing but the rent.
You're right about that.
I was calling concern on men that had processes in the day.
Process.
Yeah.
Yep.
There has been no known connection between any diseases that men have.
No cervical.
No prostate.
Well, they don't
cervical.
Have,
no you know, prostate cancer.
Right, exactly.
Prostate
possibly?
No.
Okay. Mm.
There's no uptick in that I'm aware of at this time, Leonard, for men. It's strictly women who are suffering with the consequences.
I knew this would come up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, Leonard, you can, rest assured at this point. But if there is a connection discovered, you'll hear it first here at My Philly Lawyer.
Okay, that'd be great, because there's a lot of men have process, and hair relaxes.
Yeah.
Right. Day.
Yeah. How, yep. Leonard, can I ask you, how old are you?
I'm 76.
Yeah, ooh, man. Leonard conked that hair.
He had that soul glow.
No, he conked that hair.
What's hair conking?
Tell him, Leonard.
Leonard, what's hair conking?
No, it was like, I think Johnson had a hair relaxer.
It was a product.
Oh.
If your hair is short and nappy, Conkaline will make you happy.
Wow. Oh, my Lord.
That's a real thing.
Wow. Conkaline.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Leonard, thank you so much for calling us. Have a great Saturday.
Oh, good thing.
See what you learn hanging around us, D.
Conkaline.
It's like a hair conk. So
what's amazing is that you always, like, know the tagline, the little ditty. You've got it in your brain. It's amazing.
That's the point of it, right? Yeah.
That's called advertising.
Advertising is not wasted on Mr. Glenn.
What can I tell you?
Line two, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Court Radio.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Kathy.
We are well, thank you.
I got a question. I had a hysterectomy in 2019. I've had hair relaxers on my hair. I've had perms on my hair. Would perms do that too?
No. Because you're using the word perm probably not in the right way, not in the way that I know it. Perms were to make your hair curly. Relaxers made it straight. So if you used a product that straightened your hair, then you are potentially a client if you've had a hysterectomy. If, on the other hand, it was to make your hair curly, then the answer is no.
No, I had them for straightening my hair, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then if you had it for straightening, a typical exposure that could affect you would be 4 to 5 times per year over a 5-year period. If your use was just an intermittent, occasional use, once a year, did it for a few times, then no, it's not probably the reason for your fibroids. If the use, however, is like, as I say, you know, and the common thing was to
every
use
six
it,
to 8 weeks.
Exactly. And so people were using it way more than 4 times a year, but 4 to 5 times is the cutoff for us, and a use that extends beyond 5 years.
Other than fibroids and cancer, is there any other condition that a woman would suffer from using hair relaxers?
Not that is of any significance. So there's endless probably causes for your whatever disease you suffer, but if you used it 4 to 5 times a year over a 5-year period, then your risk of getting these cancers or the fibroids leading to hysterectomy is double the risk of anybody else who's never used it. And that's the key here, is responsibility comes when there's a significant uptick in a disease that you can show a causal connection between that and the product you use.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you show that you've used it
As frequently.
Okay. The answer is many ways. It could be just simply testimony. It's your family members who can corroborate your usage. It's photos. Think about this. If I see a photo of a young black girl who's got perfectly poker straight hair, and we see those photos over the course of a year, and we know the product only lasts a certain period of time, so your old photos are going to be really key here. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to show, preserve those
and
photos.
And prom photos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so,
school dance.
Exactly. And Christmas photos, whatever.
Right. The concert.
Right. So, that came from Dean Weitzman, by the way. That was all me.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're involved in the litigation. We're developing the theories and, mm-hmm. and the answers to the questions you have.
Right.
Because you are my jury.
All right, can I ask another question completely off topic?
Absolutely.
I had.
But you have to pay for this question.
Do I?
Cash app.
My Philly lawyer.
Yeah. All right. Now.
I guess I ain't asking it.
Go ahead, dear. Please.
No, we got you.
Go ahead.
In 2020, when COVID hit,
yep,
my retina in my eye detached. And I just learned the other day from my regular eye doctor who diagnosed me that Wills Eye Hospital delayed seeing me. They were very hesitant on seeing me to perform the surgery that should be performed right away, which could have prevented a lot of stuff that I went through and my vision being as bad as it is right now. I know it's over 2 years, but would COVID come into play with that?
No.
I can possibly go after them?
No. COVID won't come into play because there were statutes that were enacted that protected hospitals and doctors for errors made as a result of or due to COVID. And so that's going to pose a unique problem. The delay is something that you knew. Now you may not have known the consequences that could have been caused by the delay. It's possible that there's still a window of opportunity, but probably not. How long was that delay?
2 days.
2 days.
You're supposed to do it immediately.
I understand. And now there's going to be the issue of causation. What you said was the issues I had to live through or deal with or the consequences were probably due to the delay. That would have to be within a reasonable degree of medical certainty. The delay caused you to suffer these problems.
So basically the eye doctor that diagnosed her afterwards has to fortify that delay
was the cause.
Was the cause.
Yeah. That everything that she's suffering with was caused simply by that 2-day delay. And
right.
That's a window that's very slim to try to get through. Because 2 days, 48 hours.
I had a macular hole a couple months later and had to have another surgery, but that surgery was put off for a whole month.
So now you have two delays. You have you got the first delay of 2 days, then you got a month delay. And again, you know, any time that we try to prove that some negligence, in this case a delay, was the cause of your problem, we need to have doctors who will support that conclusion within a reasonable degree of medical certainty. It doesn't sound promising to me, but on the other hand, in order to fully understand whether you have a claim or not, like anybody else who's listening today, you need to reach out to the firm during the week. And then if we're interested in pursuing the claim, we order the medical records, we have them analyzed by doctors, and we can get you the answers to your problem. We can get you the answers you're looking for, whether that was or wasn't caused by the delay. And with that, Kathy, I'm going to have to leave you, but I hope that I was of some help. Have a great Saturday.
Thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Keep listening. Folks, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break while our sponsors have their way with you, and we'll be back. If you've got a legal issue, 215-227-2727. Call it right now. We'll get you on the air right after this break. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call my Philly lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly Lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly Lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly Lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
More legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Whoa, blown away.
Good morning, I'm Dean Weitzman.
Say good afternoon.
Oh, you rushing the day already, rushing bro. Day. Easy.
Go ahead.
I'm Dean Weitzman. That's Manny Manuel Glenn, Eric Tactics Jackson. Your whole legal crew is here for Court Radio every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., and we look forward to taking your calls. 215-227-2727. The number for Court Radio Saturday mornings and the number for My Philly Lawyer all week long.
I just want you folks to know that when we're off the air, we're not texting each other, talking about you, calling you names, disrespecting you, making fun of you and the things you believe in. And I just want to know, Dean, if your clients saw text messages between you and Sal and some of the other attorneys that they just thought they were all idiots and fools.
Right.
If your clients found out that under deposition after a subpoena that in a courtroom you said, well, most of the stuff we've been telling them has all been lies and phony just to get some money, just to get paid. None of that stuff was true. If your clients found that out, how long would your business last?
I would hope it would last days, because if I'm being disingenuous, if I'm telling you to your face I care about you and I care about your claim and I want to work hard to make sure that you're compensated, that you're that you get the answers that you deserve, but on the backside I am mocking you,
laughing.
That to me goes to goes to the very makeup, the very character of who I am. And if my character is not important to someone.
But you're making a lot of money, Dean.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know, a sorry letter fixes everything.
No,
you know
it
what
doesn't.
I mean? Ask the Mexican cartel. A sorry letter just fixes everything.
Did you hear about that story?
No.
But let me just finish with this. So
my head's spinning.
My question simply
I feel
is
like The Exorcist right
we
now.
We now know that Ox News has been doing just that to its subscribers, lying and making fun of them.
And I am convinced, because you asked me this as we met in the parking lot
right,
and headed up here, I am convinced that they will not lose any listeners because
I don't get that.
Not one.
The listeners are, they have an opinion about things in the world, and all they want is an affirmation of their opinion. They do not care if it's true or not. Mm-hmm. They will excuse it. They will say, what about the, you know, or I'm going to get the same from CNN, or they will come up with, they will come up with some type of explanation why they can continue to listen.
Who said there was a sucker born every minute?
Ringling Brothers,
P.T. Barnum.
Barnum and Bailey.
It's the old traveling salesman and the farmer's daughter. He's a Bible salesman, but the next morning he's in the barn with the daughter, and 6 months later she's pregnant. But he was such a nice guy. He conned you. You've been conned, folks, and you don't care.
No,
I don't get it.
You know, it's funny. Like, you know, I do watch Amar a couple of times, and he mentioned the fact that progressives and liberals, we always try to tell people you vote against your best interests and that we can just keep explaining it, but that doesn't work because they're going to believe whatever they're going to believe and they're going to do whatever they're going to do.
I don't understand.
And you don't understand it, and it's not even meant for you to understand.
In order to be affected by that, they have to be willing to change how they think. Because in order to be incredulous, to be angry, you have to acknowledge to yourself that the way you were thinking was wrong and that you've been taken advantage of by the system.
Pride.
And you know, that doesn't happen often. You got to move somebody. You got to get them to wake up in the morning and say, "You know what? I've been this MAGA maniac for, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, and it's all nonsense. They've been feeding me lies, and I am now thinking that I've been thinking the wrong way for the last 5 or 6 years." There aren't very many people who have the capacity and the heart to have that strong conversation with themselves.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And then when you're in what is called almost like a cult,
you're in that group. You need to be deprogrammed.
Right.
And you need a meeting. You need to get to a meeting.
Any therapy? Yeah. Therapy.
Wow, deep therapy.
I'm gonna go back because we got to get to the phone. I'm gonna go wait for you. You'll get this. Remember the movie Some Like It Hot?
No.
Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, dressed as women, hiding from the mob.
Okay, yes.
At the very end, because Joey Brown has been chasing Daphne, Jack Lemmon, all throughout the movie, he thinks she's a woman. At the very end, she goes, "Oh, I'm a man." And he goes, "Well, nobody's perfect."
Right. There you go.
Is that bad?
Yeah. Because he would have to have acknowledged that he was interested in a man
the whole time.
Yes.
Come on. This is terrible.
It really goes to the fundamental core of our being. Do we have the capacity to change? Do we have the capacity to say we were wrong? I would like to believe so, but you know, it's few and far between.
It's like getting your heart broken. The woman has cheated on you. Now you've seen it. Now, okay, it's over. It's like not being able to get over that. At some point, you do move on. You have to come to the realization you were cheated on. You were lied to. They don't love you.
Right, but some dudes be stalking, so.
It takes, sometimes it takes a lifetime to come to that realization.
Mm.
And right now, there's not half.
A third.
And that's what gives me hope. There's two-thirds of us who are cool.
Who did it?
Yeah.
Applause.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right? And as long as there's two-thirds of us that are cool, then we probably will continue to have elections that aren't as painful as the one on that morning of November 2016.
Still,
don't believe your lying eyes.
I was crying. 215-227-2727. Let's take some callers. We have Delva from Brookhaven, line one. We did. I want to just read what Delva said. Delva wants to correct me about a quote, perm and hair relaxer.
Okay.
She says the box says permanent hair relaxer.
That's what I thought.
True.
Well, let me just say this. As I grew up in a beauty shop, and I just want to say that when you were talking about hair relaxer, you were talking about straightener. And when you were talking about getting it curly, you were talking about a perm. Okay. Now
if they use the same product to get that effect, though, it's the same. Do you need hydrochloride, sodium hydrochloride, to get the curl to stay wrapped around the curler? Is that what it does? What keeps it wrapped? What keeps in that curly state?
Not sure.
But we do know that if it started out short and kinky at where keratin begins off the sebum in your scalp. If you have to straighten that with the lie. That has to be straightened in order to do anything else to the hair. That kink has to be taken out. So if that's the procedure, then they have a case, right?
Not sure.
Okay.
Not sure.
But we'll find out.
We will.
Damn right.
All right. But I can tell you this. Neither one of them are permanent.
They ought to call it a temporary. Yeah, I know.
A temp.
A temp. Yeah.
A temp. Dorothy, Philly, line three. Eric, hi, Dorothy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, hi. I want to ask a question about guardianship in Philadelphia.
Sure.
Because I have a mother that's in a nursing home, and I'm having a really hard time getting guardianship for my mother. I've been everywhere, senior law, Community Legal Services. I've even called the Bar Association.
Let me ask you the question. What's the issue? What have they? Why haven't they been able to help you, to your understanding?
I don't understand. My reason for wanting to have guardianship, and the reason why I have to have guardianship, is because I know for sure that my mother's being overly medicated at the nursing home. She's being abused and she's being isolated
Mom, in your opinion, is mom currently incompetent? Does she not know her loved ones? Does she not know, like, the daily news and what's going on? Is she incapable of making decisions for herself legally?
Yes.
Then you need to get not only a lawyer, but a doctor. You need a doctor who will prepare a report saying that mom has become incompetent and cannot make decisions, important life decisions, on her own. That requires a hearing. It requires the filing of a petition in a court, it requires, unfortunately, money on your end.
But I think what she's saying is she's incompetent because she's being over-medicated.
Well, I don't know. Is it exactly. It's a temporary incompetence, so that you believe if she were not overly medicated that she would be fine?
Yes, exactly. And the medical reports are there. I tried to get the discharge papers and the medical records from Einstein from where she was released this last day at where she was being taken from Einstein Hospital, the emergency room. I'm unable to get medical records from any of the hospitals here in Philadelphia.
Sure.
She's been to all of them.
Right. And you highlight, of course you can't, because they're her medical records and you don't have a power of attorney. A simple power of attorney. And listen, if mom is competent, then you can have her sign a power of attorney and you can get any records you want. If mom is incompetent, then you have to file a petition with the court to have her declared incompetent. And if she's incompetent because of meds, but she's always on those meds, then she's always incompetent. And you should be able to file a petition. But again, it costs money. It requires an attorney. It requires a doctor to provide a report. You know, you could bring an independent doctor into the nursing home who can then do an evaluation of mom and then support your theory that she's currently incompetent. And with his or her testimony, as well as the, assistance of an attorney, you'd file this petition and the court would then hear your case. So it can be done, but it's not an easy fix, because you haven't gotten the easy fix is when mom was competent. As our parents age, we as their potential caretakers should be coming to my office to talk to Saul to get a power of attorney. And that way, when your loved one slides in from competency to incompetency, you've got the paperwork necessary to step in and handle it for them. And that's just a couple hundred dollars to have a power of attorney prepared versus maybe many thousands of dollars to bring mom into a courtroom and have her declared incompetent. Certainly easier early on.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Dorothy. Take care. Have a great day.
I just think about how often that goes on for real, on purpose. They keep you incompetent with medication. That happens. That's got to happen a lot.
That sounds like a movie.
It does, but I'm saying they come from somewhere, these ideas.
Let's talk to George, line 5.
Oh, boy.
Taking my chances.
Hey, Manny, how you doing?
Hey. It's George. George, we're going to we have a 180-second, 3-minute limit for callers. Go.
George, you get a hair conk.
Did you get a hair conk?
You get your hair conk, George. Fried, dyed, laid to the side.
Fried, dilated to the side?
Fried, dyed, laid to the side.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well, you know, I can't do none of that. Fried, dyed, laid to the side. I can't do any of that. Dean, Manny. You know, I really called after I heard about the thing about you know, the robots and
robots
and all that.
Yeah.
But you know that they got a thing that they don't prosecute unless the theft is over $1,000.
Now you're talking about our district attorney and the fact that he's not pursuing smaller claims.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He pivoted. George, you just pivoted. George. That was a good pivot.
Yes.
And obviously, you're not a fan of that, I would presume.
No, because you see him walking right out the store with under $1,000. And they tell the guy, yo, man, it's under the stack. And he, you know, because they can't, some rules they got. But you got to also realize, ever since the outlaw came here, when that riot went on, the city had to pay out all that money with the rioters. The insurance companies went after them and told them that, you know, they didn't try to protect anything, and the city had to pay out millions of dollars in claims.
You're not going to get a fight from me. I absolutely, George, agree that not prosecuting what was considered small property claims is bad for Philadelphia in every way, shape, and form. And it makes people feel unsafe, and and it makes store owners really have to get in and protect their property now, because the city's not going to prosecute these claims, and maybe that protection goes overboard. It's just a big problem, not just in Philly, but you look around the country. And, you know, this is one of those things that the MAGA people would say, well, in Republican-run cities, that doesn't happen.
Well, that's a lie. Even big ticket stores, when they really focus on loss prevention, that, you know, they bring up that fact on whether they even want to stay in Philadelphia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a lot of reasons, I think the pendulum has swung too far. Now, how they prosecute them, what the consequences are, I think is something to talk about.
Right.
You know, I'm not a guy who says, you know, lock them up and throw away the key. I'm the guy who has a carrot and a stick and say, this is inappropriate, unacceptable behavior. And if you don't do X, Y, or Z, or you do this again, this is what's going to happen. But if you go volunteer at that store and put in, 50 hours of community service, your record will be cleared and nobody will ever know you did that. So, again, that requires money, though. It requires money for the district attorney's office to have a whole team of people who are, involved in community service and making sure that these folks who have engaged in this ridiculous behavior actually pay a consequence in the form of the community service. And they don't have the money for that. The police don't have the money for that. So it goes back to the politicians. Instead of, lock them up and throw away the key philosophy, let's spend money to have these programs where people can earn their way out of their bad behavior. George, thanks for bringing up a great topic.
Talk to you tomorrow morning, George.
And have a great Saturday.
Public safety officers. We just got 12 of them, right?
Yeah.
We found the money for that, right?
What is a public safety officer?
Parking authority reps without the ticket books. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
That's really it.
Like the apologists for...
Kind of, sort of. They're the intermediaries. Hey, the cops didn't come for this. They didn't come, but we're here. Why are you parked like this?
Yeah.
It's 12 of them. Thank you, Councilman.
I was just talking to somebody who works at the parking authority. He'll remain nameless. A friend of mine.
Evil Empire.
And he had to go ticket like a whole block of cars that were illegally parked.
Mm.
Folks came out and tried to, attack him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, where does that go? Then you just assaulted a parking authority officer. You're going to end up in jail.
I'm going to say this, Dean.
I mean, it's dumb. It's just
people,
dumb. Just put,
you're right.
You got to control your emotions.
But if people have been beat up and killed over parking spaces, what do you think they'll do over their car, constant ticketing, cars getting towed, the anxiety of worrying if you have to move your car every 2 hours, if you're going to get a ticket because there was no place else to park, so you decided to park on the sidewalk, you don't know if the parking authority is going to do it. Folks are getting fed up, man.
Listen.
You're sending these people out to maybe potential harm.
There's consequences for your behavior.
How true.
And there's consequences that far outweigh the trouble of moving your car. You know, it's this.
It's 2 a.m. You worked a long shift. Now you got to get up because every 2 hours you got to move your car. You can't get any sleep. Now you're full of anxiety and you're irritated.
Yes, and the park in Florida, like,
Okay, y'all keep thinking this is a game.
Yeah.
You parking authority. They're going next. I'll tell you what's going to come next. Parking authority agents are going to be armed.
Well, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Okay.
But you never know. Folks, we have breaks in this show. We only have two, and we've come upon our second break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. If you have that legal pressing issue, 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly Lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly Lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly Lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host of Court Radio every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We discuss the nation's and the area's pressing legal issues every Saturday. If you have questions or you just want to get a little legal education, this is the place to hang out every Saturday. Give us a call, 215-227-2727. Let's go to Denise on line one. Eric, hi, Denise. Welcome to Court Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I have a concern, complaint, and a problem in regards to my colonoscopy I had done November the 31st.
Yep.
This is not the first colonoscopy I have had done. I'm 65 years old.
Uh-huh.
But this particular time, after the procedure, I was left with a lot of abdominal pain. And the doctor that did it, I asked him, why am I in so much pain? And he said during the colonoscopy, somewhere along the line, I was cut. And they had to put a clip in me to stop the bleeding. So my question was, what side was it on? He said it was on the right side. But a lot of my pain is on the left side. So while I went in his office for a follow-up from the procedure, and he showed me the colonoscopy picture of what was done, that scar is on the left side. So when I questioned him in regards to why is the scar on the left side, and you said it was cut on the right side, Then he turned the screen around and said, well, that's not important right now. Let's just try to find out what is going on with the abdominal pain that you're having. And he's ordered a procedure where I swallowed a capsule with a camera in it.
Uh-huh.
So that way he can see the functions going on in my stomach. I did that procedure. And then when I went back to find out about the results, he said to me that the camera was to show the liver, the kidney, and the bladder. I said, okay, so what did you find with those areas that you just said? He said, well, the only thing we found is iron deficiency, and you don't have that. But
Denise, let me just stop you. Let me stop you for a second. All right, sit back and listen. If you think that you have a problem with a doctor who performed a procedure, and you're upset and you're in pain and you want answers, perhaps, Denise, it's best if you go to a different doctor. Because, you know, it's like asking the fox to, you know, mm-hmm. take care of the hen house. What would you hope to have the doctor do? Sit back and say, you know what, Denise, I messed up and I caused you all this pain and suffering. Chances are he or she is not going to be as objective as you need them to be in this instance. And I would say, and guess what, Denise, time ticks by. So in the 6 months since your colonoscopy, you've got now only 18 months to pursue a claim for medical malpractice. Denise, my best advice to you is to get a second opinion on this issue and go to a different GI specialist, a completely different practice, and try to get some answers to your problem. Because at some point, you're going to need to know that what you are experiencing was caused by the negligence of the first physician. And for that, you need a medical opinion. And it's not impossible to get. Doctors will show you why you're in pain. And if it's related to the prior procedure, they'll tell you that. And so that's what you need to do first and foremost. Get yourself a second opinion. And if that opinion points the finger at the first procedure and at some negligence that doctor. And remember, sometimes there are risks of a procedure. That colonoscopy might be done the same way and get the same results 99% of the time, but 1% of the time it nicks somebody because your anatomy is different than everybody else's, and therefore things happen. And so it may even be caused by that. Doesn't mean that whatever that doctor did was necessarily negligence. But again, if you want an answer to what's going on, it's my best advice for you to get a second opinion, and then you'll have, you know, an independent opinion on what's going on.
Okay, I have an appointment coming up for that. I did.
All right, so let's get, and hopefully it's a fresh doctor, fresh set of eyes. And let's get an answer. And then once you have that answer, you can feel free to circle back to my Philly lawyer, and we'll be happy to take a look at the potential claim if there is one. But again, you know, risk of the procedure is not something that is just a meaningless statement. It's real, and you have to show that this is beyond a risk of the procedure, that this fell into a deviation from the standard of care that's unacceptable. Denise, have a great Saturday. I hope you'll circle back with us and let us know how things went with your new opinion.
I sure will. Thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed day.
You as well. 215-227-2727. If you were not able to get your question answered, or if you're calling about hair relaxers and you want to jump on the litigation that we're involved in, feel free to call us after the show closes down.
Is that any day of the week, by the way?
Every day of the week.
What time of day? Does it matter?
24 hours a day,
Stop.
7 days a week.
Really?
We have a team of people who are answering the phones and getting us in real-time emails. So at 3 a.m., my phone's dinging with an email from somebody who just called about a question, a legal issue.
Okay.
And so while I may not get back to them at 3 a.m., I'm getting back to them next morning.
But call any time of day.
Anytime.
When it hits you.
Right. Our phones never close. 215-227-2727. And with that, we wrap up another episode of Court Radio. We'll be back next Saturday, same time, same place, and we look forward to seeing you then.